part two, how to get what you really want. To get what you want, you must discover what's preventing you from taking action. Think of something you avoided doing until the last minute. Let's take your taxes, for example. Isn't it true that you put it off simply to avoid the pain of the moment, only to experience even greater pain later on? But even though you put it off, and very often people do this by saying, you know, I should do this, I should do that, I should follow through. They don't actually change, they just what I call shit all over themselves. But what usually happens around April 14th is a change. Suddenly our procrastination disappears because we quickly change what we believe will bring us either pain or pleasure. Suddenly not taking action is much more painful than just doing it. How can you use this understanding to change your life? In the future, instead of asking, oh, how can I avoid doing this painful task, or why do I have to do this, use some leverage on yourself. Ask, if I don't take action now, what will this ultimately cost me? See, pain can be your friend if you really use it effectively. Are we merely animals responding like Pavlov's dog to punishment and reward? Of course not. One of the miracles of being a human is that we can decide what causes us pain and what causes us pleasure. You see, a hunger striker, for example, can undergo physical pain, yet transform that experience into moral pleasure by focusing on the positive impact of calling the world's attention to their worthwhile cause. Each of us has this power of choice. The secret of success is learning how to use pain and how to use pleasure to your advantage. Is there an area of your life in which you feel unnecessary pain? Are you perhaps reacting rather than deliberately choosing? How could you change your focus or the way you interpret something and turn a seemingly painful event into a pleasurable opportunity to either learn or grow or help another person? What you link pain to and what you link pleasure to shapes your destiny. That's a pretty big statement to make, but I think you'll find it's true. You see, each of us has learned and adopted a unique pattern of behaviors to get ourselves out of pain in life and into pleasure. Some people do this by drinking alcohol, or by smoking, or by overeating, or by verbally abusing other people. Others do it by exercising, conversing, learning, helping others, or making a difference in some way. What are some of your pain-avoiding, or for that matter, pleasure-inducing patterns? How have these things shaped your life up until now? When you want to feel better, do you watch TV, light a cigarette, go to sleep? What are some of the more positive ways in which you could move from pain towards pleasure and create patterns that really improve your life starting today? For most people, their fear of loss is much greater than their desire for gain. Most individuals work much harder to hang on to what they have than to take the necessary risks to shoot for their real dreams. I'm here to tell you this is a trap you've got to break out of. And the way to do it is to make the things you want so compelling that you're willing to overcome your fear of loss and take the steps necessary to make your life happen at a brand new level.